96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. She has always been considered one of the most beautiful women in the world, but Jane Kennedy was always more than just a pretty face. She broke glass ceilings in entertainment and broadcasting, considered by some too high to reach. Well, tonight we sit down with her to talk about life then, life now, and her perspective on media, entertainment, and motherhood. The lines are open if you have a question or comment for Jane Kennedy. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. It is so good to see you. It's an honor to have you here.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here. I was born in D.C.
So right. You're a homegirl, kind of.
Kind of homegirl, yeah. You know, and I have a ton of family here. Lots mm-hmm. and lots of relatives here. Harrisons.
You want to give
Harrison,
a shout out
yeah,
to the Harrisons?
Yeah, shout out to all the Harrisons out there. We have a family reunion every other year. We started in 1977. And at one of our reunions, we had to open up two banquet halls. There were over 1,000 people coming, but yeah.
Always good to be
Harrison
around family.
Pride.
Yeah. This is Women's History Month, and it's so wonderful to have you here because you were really on the front lines of entertainment and broadcasting history during the 1970s. What does Women's History Month mean for you? Do you consider yourself an icon?
Well, I look at myself, while I was in it, mm-hmm. I never, ever perceived of myself as being a pioneer or an icon. I just, you know, I wanted to work. I loved my work, and so I worked hard at getting it, you know, and fulfilling it, you know, was always rewarding for me. I worked nonstop so that when it was time to have children, I knew that I did not want to do both because my work always took me away from home, and I did not want to be away from home raising my daughters. So I decided, you know, that I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, not to say that it's the answer for everyone, you know, and I applaud. I think it's amazing some women, you know, that can have full careers and still raise amazing kids, you know, but for me, I just wanted to be a part of every single part of their lives, and I feed their passions, you know, so like I was never the type of person that would dictate, you know, what type of person they wanted to be, what they would love, what they wanted to do, and never pushed them in the show business or any of that. You know, you ask them, they'll tell you that I always pushed them into sports, but mm-hmm. Don't get me talking about that because
we're going to talk about that. Trust me. And I'm going to defer to you as the expert, you know.
And they keep telling, oh my God, don't get mom started talking about soccer, man, you know.
Or even football free agency, right?
You know? Well, you know what? I don't really talk football with anybody anymore, but soccer is my passion.
Wow.
So, yeah, I just wanted to be there for them. Whatever they wanted to do, I'm behind them 100%.
You really got a lot of national exposure during the Miss USA pageant in 1970. Were you ready for that kind of national exposure? As I said, it is not an arguable point, as I said, that you were always considered one of the most beautiful women in the world.
My God.
You were gorgeous, gorgeous, and you still look fantastic.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you.
But were you ready for
that? I was a senior in high school.
Yeah, you were young.
To me, it was, you know, it's just something else to do. Mm-hmm. Again, I didn't recognize the impact of what it was. I was very much involved in a lot of different things when I was in high school. I was in a lot of different clubs. I was modeling with the May Company fashion, the teen fashion board. In my junior year in high school, I had gone to a luncheon where Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm was the guest speaker, and she completely inspired me. I had decided at that moment that I was going to major in political science. I was going to model, do Kent State for a year, you know, earning my way through college with with the modeling jobs that I did, and then I was going to transfer to Columbia and become a political science major. That was my ambition until I got bitten by the acting bug. And then I decided, you know, that politics didn't really suit my character. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of a down home, you know, just stay with the flow, basic type of person. I don't know. I'm completely not a diva, completely not somebody that's out for power and glory. Even when I went to Hollywood, it was not for the fame and glory. It was always just because I loved what I was doing. I loved my work. So, no, when I was in high school, my mom actually sent my picture to the contest, me and my sister and I. Mm-hmm. And they said, yeah, she won the Miss Wycliffe title, I won the Miss Cleveland title, so we went on to the state competition, and I instantly picked out the girl that I thought was going to win. She was the perfect, you know, beauty pageant look. Mm-hmm. And so when they announced her as third runner-up, and I'm going, well, heck, who in the world did they pick?
Okay, you know, who they pick? You're looking really? Around. You're looking over your shoulder,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. I had literally turned around, and I was looking over my shoulder trying to figure out. I didn't even hear them call my name. My sister starts nudging me. She goes, Jane, you won! You won! You won! Oh, my goodness. And my friend from high school called the high school because I was vice president of the class, and we were doing a fundraiser for senior prom. So he called the donkey basketball game, and he told them, they put it on the loudspeaker, that I had just won the Miss Ohio title. And the night of the Miss USA title was the night of senior prom.
Wow.
And I didn't have a date, so I figured, why not?
I find that really hard to believe. I need to take a break, because when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about what you are doing right now. It's a mother-daughter thing. And then I want to talk a little bit more, or maybe even a lot more, about you, especially NFL Today. Very interested in hearing about that. And we're going to go to the phone lines also, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Talking to Jane Kennedy. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking to a broadcast and entertainment icon, Jane Kennedy. It is, again, an honor to have you here in studio, and I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
You are doing something with your daughter, Savannah, called It's a Mother-Daughter Thing. What is that?
I have four amazing daughters that I can actually say that I like. <You know? laughs> It's easy to love your kids, you know, you're supposed to, right? But to actually like them, you know, is a decision. And I just think that Savannah has a voice that should be heard. You know, her generation, she's 29, her generation needs someone in that regard. She has her master's in media studies. She has a BA in sociology, a BA in communication. She was a professor in Boston teaching classes, race, class, and gender, and school violence.
Great topic. Yeah.
Her thesis for her master's was exploring the impact of the media on crime and violence, and through Q methodology and research, she was accepted at the George Gerbner Conference in Budapest, and which was a huge honor. Her papers published at the Library of Congress here, and she just has a lot of things to say. And I've, like I said before, I believe in supporting the passions of my children. So not just as children playing soccer games and basketball and whatever, but as young adults. And it gives me great honor to be able to work with any of my children.
But you said something that was kind of interesting. You said you have four daughters that you like, which, you know, suggests, and I don't think it's a stretch, that, yes, certainly there are parents that love their children but don't necessarily like them. And so you're four for four.
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen?
Hands-on. And the grace of God.
I have one and she's a handful, but yeah. She's great, though. She is great.
Yeah. So, you know, I just wanted to be able to introduce to the world Savannah and what she stands for. She's a passionate individual. She fights for social justice from the first day of first grade. You know, we saw in her compassion for mankind, and to give her all to be able to support whoever needs anything. In college, she started doing teaching young adults, that young boys who had been incarcerated in juvenile detention centers, how to read. You know, if they didn't know how to read, she was working with them then. So that was like a passion. The pipeline to prison thing is something that she's completely indulged in, and she just believes that whatever it is she do in life has to be to make the lives of other people better. So then my other daughter, Zaire, who is 19, she is an international relations major, and she's a sophomore at the University of Southern California. And last summer, she worked with the American Women for International Understanding and found out that they had been looking to explore options for increasing their youth membership. And she came up with a program to do a workshop for international relations majors. And she created a program, they accepted it, and she presented it with the State Department last week at the International Women of Courage Awards. And we had speakers from the FBI, Homeland Security, Department of State, Foreign Services, addressing the needs of college kids. How do you find a career option, and then how do you get those jobs? So I'm very proud.
And I need to take a break because this is going to be a short one, I promise. And I promise also Donna from Bowie, we will take your phone call on the other side of the break. Jane Kennedy in studio with us. Lots to say about motherhood, about career. We're going to also ask her about Hollywood and modern television. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back on Sirius XM Channel 141 with The Daily Drum. Jeff Brown is next with The Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us.